I try as much as possible to retain control of it. That hasn't been so far difficult in terms of my artistic work, because I've always gone with distributors that are non-exclusive distributors and, you know, and sort of parallel artist-run centers. In terms of my academic work, the publications I've done, it's interesting because there's a shift going on in that world, and it's becoming harder to do that when you. And I recently published an article in a journal that wanted me to transfer the rights to them, and I actually went through a big dilemma about what to do. And I sort of, in that situation, I tried to retain ownership of it as well.
What about your project? You're using the mime. So how does it work with them in the other sense than when you're using someone else's material?
Yes. Well, I think recently a lot of my work has used piracy, you know, as a key strategy because I'm sort of trying to look at dominant forms, you know, and so, you know, I'm sure I'm vulnerable to some sort of litigation if not that they would have much to get out of me, you know, financially. But I think piracy is. So I think there is a contradiction there. In a lot of my work, I've released under the Creative Commons, kind of because that's a model that I sort of believe in, where other people can use my work as long as, you know, there's some form of attribution and they're using it for non-commercial purposes. So I think that's basically my philosophy in terms of my artistic work.